Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Solo Inter Podcast. I'm your host Parmeshwar here, you know, talking about the match Inter Bologna 6-1. Wow, what a win. Didn't see that coming at all. We didn't do a match preview for Inter Bologna, but my personal prediction was like a narrow 2-1 win, especially given the fact that Sinisa Mihailovic was so confident going into the match. You know, he thought that the fact that we don't have Lukaku anymore, it'll be much easier for them. Not that they put particularly dominate or anything. But yeah, Bologna made life hard for Inter early on in the match. They sat narrow and they, you know, pretty much almost tried to cancel our midfield out. You know, they gave Vecino a hard time. I think Vecino had a very up and down game, like wherein he left spaces behind. But going forward, once he did get space, going to go forward was very good. Brozovic kind of struggled a bit. He couldn't circulate the ball as fast. And I don't really blame him for that, because, you know, Bologna had pretty much, with their narrow shaped, covered spaces too. So if Brozovic had made a missed pass, you know, they would have probably scored on the counter. And, you know, Bologna did have a chance via Sansone early on, which, you know, Handanovic saved. So, you know, it was tough in the early minutes, but Inter grew into the game and used the wide areas pretty well to, you know, capitalize on Bologna. Dumfries, fantastic debut from the starting minute, that is. You know, owned that right flank, gave Aaron Hickey a very hard time. So just to, you know, go along the match reaction, you know, I'm buzzing, like, you know, what a win. I'll share my screen and show some stats to begin with. So here, as you can see now, of course, the final scoreline was Inter 6, Bologna 1. Our goal scorers were Lautaro Martinez, Skriniar, Barella, Vecino, and Dzeko with a brace off the bench. Of course, he came in for Joaquin Correa, who unfortunately incurred an injury to his pelvis. I think that was a knee from Lorenzo De Silvestri. So let's hope Joaquin Correa is fine and it's nothing serious, because he was rushed to, I think, he was immediately looked after by the medical staff. So yeah. And in the end, of course, Bologna scored via Thiat, and I felt that goal was avoidable. Kolarov and Ranocchia, you know, sort of left him open, and, you know, I personally wanted a clean sheet badly, but it didn't happen. It is what it is. But we need to still, you know, maintain that concentration for the full 90. You know, we can't keep conceding these goals. We need to have a clean sheet. You know, big teams won't let us, you know, get away with this. But yeah, that was the final scoreline. I just wanted to show certain stats. So on FotMob, as you can see, the Serie A match report, you know, the average positions. As you can see, the first half, Inter and Bologna both pretty much had a mid block, as you can see, both, you know, trying to cancel each other out. But the only difference was that, as you can see, Bologna sat much narrower than Inter did. You know, Dumfries and Di Marco were wider. You know, Di Marco, fantastic crossing and passing of the ball. You know, his first time and early crosses, fantastic. They almost every time reached their mark. You know, initially we struggled defensively. As I said, Bastoni had a few worrying moments, but as the match passed, after we scored our first goal, peach of a driven cross by Denzel Dumfries and Lautaro's finish, we grew into the match and we did fantastically well. So yeah, let's get into the match. You know, that was, I just wanted to show the average positions quickly, you know, to show a few more stats, you know, at the same time. Now Inter have scored at least 4 goals in their last 3 Serie A games. Nerazzurri's best streak since 1999. Rampant. I mean, yeah, we've been scoring for fun. Yes, you know, 4-0 versus Genoa, 3-1 versus Hellas Verona, 2 goals versus Sampdoria in a draw. Shame that we couldn't get it against Real Madrid. But yeah, in the league so far, we've been scoring for fun. Just need to improve defensively, I guess. Yeah, that was one stat. And I would, yeah, then, you know, Inter also, you know, Lautaro Martinez has scored now in 4 Serie A games in a row for the first time. His goal has been the 100th scored in Serie A, you know, so, you know, he's on top form, you know, scoring rightly. So when it matters, you know, he did miss a few chances, but then he's at least getting a goal per game almost. So that's a good sign. So, yeah, I mean, you know, can't really be complaining about this win, very happy with the win. But again, I would like to see more. I would like to see a clean sheet to begin with, at least, you know, in one game. I mean, Genoa was fine. They were not that good. But I want to see a clean sheet personally versus a better team. You know, we have got Fiorentina in midweek, and that's going to be a tough game. They beat, you know, they played well earlier today. You know, they've been on a good run. You know, they beat Torino. They played well versus Roma, but they lost, you know. They have players like Vlahovic, Lucas Torreira. They are going to give us a hard time midweek. And yeah, Genoa versus Genoa, it was a pretty tight game today. I was watching it, and they grew into the match very well. And yeah, they won convincingly eventually, 2-1. So it's going to be a hard game versus Fiorentina, and we need to make all the chances count and defend in a much more solid manner. So I'll quickly get into the player ratings. Just summing up how we played, Inter, Bologna gave us a hard time in the beginning, made it tough for us to pass out of the back and play centrally, but we smartly played it patiently, weathered the storm, used wider areas while Di Marco and Denzel Dumfries, and then grew into the match. Di Marco's corner and Denzel Dumfries' assist and whatnot. So yeah, let me get into the player ratings quickly. Won't dwell on everything else much. Samir Handanovic first to begin with. I don't think he was, he actually was pretty good today. I would rate him a 7 to begin with, because he had that one save to make from close range and he made it pretty well. And apart from that, he didn't really have that much to do. And I think he came off his line as well on one occasion, and that's something Inter fans love to see. So I think good on him. I think I would give him a 7. And yeah, he was pretty commanding and he did a fine job. Moving on to Milan Skriniar, absolutely solid at the back. There was this one moment where he had to get out of the, let's say, our own half with the ball to dribble when Bologna had a controlled press on us. Did a fantastic job, got a goal, fantastic header, second goal of the season hit for him. Amazing header, found Di Marco's cross and headed it in. Can't ask for more. I'll actually bump his rating to a 7.5 on that basis. A fantastic performance. De Vrij, with him, his performances don't go as noticed as, let's say, a Skriniar, but he's always so calm and composed in distributing the ball. Again, did a fantastic job in weathering the storm when Bologna started pressing us. And I would give him a 7. I think I give Skriniar 0.5 more only because of his goal. Fantastic job by De Vrij too. Very happy with his performance. Alessandro Bastoni, I think initially there were two instances where he made two errors wherein he gave away the ball to Bologna and like tried to dribble his way out or pass it out, but he couldn't. But then again, the defense as a whole and the team as a whole grew into the match collectively. So I'm very, happy with his performance too. And let's not forget, he's coming off an injury wherein he just played versus Real Madrid, and it has been an exhausting week. So I'll let it pass, and I'll also give him a 7, I feel. Coming to Denzel Dumfries, personally my man of the match. I mean, what a performance. Commanded that right flank entirely, going forward, gave Aaron Hickey a hard time. Aaron Hickey couldn't deal with him 1v1. They literally needed Nicolas Dominguez to, come in and help him out over there. Even Medel at times had to double up, Gary Medel, of course. And so yeah, going forward, he was fantastic. Even at the back, he rushed back to make such amazing recoveries. What a debut from the start. Couldn't have asked for a better debut, and this will only help his confidence, and I feel I have to give him a 9 here. I'm maybe a bit too high, but he is my man of the match by a mile. What a performance. And that cross for the first goal was fantastic. And you could argue that he could have even scored if he could have passed the ball a bit better, or if he wasn't fouled. Maybe in the end he could have had a penalty. I think it was a foul on him. But fantastic performance from Denzel Dumfries. Commanded that right flank, was never nervous to take on Aaron Hickey. And kudos to him. Kudos to him. Fantastic performance for him. I'll give him a 9. Then coming to Matthias Vecino. Vecino for me was a mixed bag. Like, I don't want to say he was bad, but I feel that Vecino defensively, this is a usual thing with Vecino. Like, it's not that you can do much about it. Vecino going forward, making forward runs, latching onto crosses and passes, fantastic. Scores late goals. We all know that scores goals. He found himself in the box, scored a goal, good on him. But defensively, he leaves a lot of space behind, and he couldn't really beat Matthias Svanberg in 1v1s. Often lost the duel to Svanberg, and even Soriano got the better of him, could receive passes behind him. So very mixed bag for Vecino, in my opinion. As in, like, he can do much better, but that's what Vecino is, I guess. He makes errors one moment and does well the next. One of those, he's just a decent player. So Based on his performance today, I would rate him a 6.5. I think he was pretty okay. He can't, like, in versus big teams again, you can't afford to leave so much space behind, So I would give him a 6.5. Coming to Brozovic, as you can see in the lineup, Brozo, I think he kept his cool again. Like, he's always key to distributing the ball. Keeps his cool. He's amazing at winning last ditch tackles. So in that sense, he was important. There was this one moment where he had a, he used his body feints to get out of a tough situation in our own defensive half. But I think he struggled with circulating the ball quickly today a tad bit. But again, I'm not going to blame him for that because I do feel that Bologna's controlled press in sort of a 4-3-1-2 or a compact 4-4-2 of sorts was very efficient by Nicolas Dominguez, Roberto Soriano, and even Arnautovic to an extent. So I feel I would give Brozo a 6.5, or let's say because he did better than Vecino, in my opinion, I would give Brozovic a 7-2. Barella, again, very good performance. Like, this guy is a machine. Like, we keep saying his work rate, is on another level. And yeah, of course, he got his goal. He was his presence in the box. He just tapped it in. Again, very important to take on Roberto Soriano. Of course, Matthias Svanberg and Dominguez, I think those runs he made and his presence to receive the pass was also important. I'll give Barella an 8, I feel. Like, I think he was really good. Coming to Federico Di Marco, as I said before today, I think our wing backs were the vital piece to winning the match. And Di Marco's crosses, early crosses, his corner for Denzel Dumfries, absolutely fantastic. Not for Denzel Dumfries, is what I mean is, crosses just generally into the box for even for Lautaro. On one occasion, he almost found Vecino too. And that corner for Milan Skriniar, the header, fantastic. Offensively going forward in terms of lobbed crosses, he does better than Perisic. That's what at times Perisic lacks. So that's what we needed today. And it was refreshing to see Di Marco finally start too. I have to give him, I'd rate Di Marco an 8 as well, because I think he did a fantastic job today. Didn't really have a lot of worrying moments. Again, held his own in that left flank versus Skov Olsen. I honestly couldn't see much of Skov Olsen today. He couldn't really command that right flank. De Silvestri got early, booked on early, so he couldn't do much either, so yeah, kudos to Di Marco. Coming to Lautaro Martinez, again, I don't have much to say, man. Like, fantastic performance. This guy's work rate, is so essential to the team. Always makes those perfect timely runs in between lines. And also a couple of stats here I have is that Lautaro completed the most dribbles in the match, which is 3. And he also even hit the post. Let's not forget, he was very close. He could have probably scored more than one, he just needs to improve his finishing in general, which he's working on so far. Amazing performance, continues to get the goals, and I'd give him an 8 again, I think because Dumfries for me was the best, and I think it's only fair that I rate Dumfries the highest in that sense. Joaquin Correa, unfortunate situation. He struggled initially, he's struggling to hold on to the ball or even receive a pass. But then I personally felt that knee by Lorenzo De Silvestri, he should have been sent off for that. De Silvestri, he was already on a yellow, and the way he kneed Correa on his pelvis was a bit too harsh, in my opinion. And Correa, of course, got injured, and let's hope it's not serious. I hope it isn't, because midweek we are going to need him, and the fact that also Arturo Vidal is injured, we will need him as well. So yeah, let's hope Correa's injury is not serious. But coming to a rating, only judging it based on the minutes he played, which was a bare minimum, I would give him like a 5.5, and it's not anything bad. It's just that the initial phase is where Inter struggled, and he couldn't really command or do much, in that sense. And he unfortunately was injured, again, as I said, let's hope he does well. But yeah, I have to give him a 5.5 in that sense. Like, nothing negative, but it was just that he couldn't do much, in those few minutes where he played. Then after that, we had our substitutions. Of course, Mr. Roberto Gagliardini and Kolarov came in at once. And Gagliardini, he came in and he did a bit of the dirty work. He didn't have much to do. So I'm just going to give him a standard 6. These are minutes which players like Gagliardini and Kolarov need to come in and weather the storm out, even though, of course, it was a comfortable lead, and give the main players time to rest. Even Kolarov, I'll rate him like a 5.5 5.5 to 5, I feel, because the thing is, in the last goal, in my opinion, Thiad's goal was avoidable. I think Kolarov and Ranocchia were ball watching way too much to leave him open, and probably it was just one of those moments wherein they felt that, you know, they don't need to defend proactively. But these are the few minutes where you need to, in my opinion, show that you are you can contribute heavily to this team. And especially in certain, you know, smaller matches versus mid-table, bottom-table teams, they can't afford to do this. So in my opinion, I have to give Kolarov a 5. Of course, I missed Dzeko's substitution before early on. Dzeko's substitution and Alexis' substitution, of course, came before on. But, you know, I think Dzeko coming in sort of struggled to an extent. You know, his passing was a bit off initially, but then eventually as the match passed on, his movement dropping deep was fantastic. Like, he received passes, he distributed the ball from left to right very quickly, and that's very important. And of course, he got a brace after that, so that's really important. And I think Edin Dzeko definitely deserves a lot, you know, a lot of credit for coming off the bench and performing well. You can say it's only Bologna, but he still ensured that we got more goals. So I'm going to give Dzeko an 8 as well, the same as Lautaro. Alexis Sanchez, my bad, although, like, you know, I'm going back on the ratings, but yeah, I mean, going back on the substitutions, but my bad on that. But yeah, Alexis Sanchez, I feel Alexis, you know what, I think it was these minutes were very important for him, like coming on, making line-breaking passes immediately, and got an assist too for Edin Dzeko. His energy was really important. It's very, very good to see him back on the pitch. As we always keep saying, he's a top-notch impact. So I'll give him a 7.5. And Ranocchia is the only one I'm yet to rate. Yeah, Ranocchia, again, I feel he should have covered Thiat. He was ball-watching way too much. So 5.5 for Ranocchia, or even 5, I guess. I don't want to be too harsh, but I think that one mistake was avoidable. So yeah, those are my player ratings. At least I think the team performance overall was fantastic. We had to get a win to go back to the top of the table. You know, especially after that performance versus Real Madrid, wherein we missed so many, you know, Courtois saved, but we also should have won that match, you know, taken our chances better. So much important win, you know, considering that there are some big games this weekend. Yeah, I would give the team performance an 8. Or, sorry, 8 is too less, I guess, because it's such a dominant win, 6-1. Damn, I'll give it a 9. I'll give it a 9 because it's always refreshing to see a dominant win. You know, 6-1 is a pretty good scoreline against a team like Bologna, wherein, you know, in 1920, they came us and beat us at home. Where, of course, last season we beat them twice. So pretty refreshing to watch 6-1. And I think Simone Inzaghi got everything spot on. I was only worried a bit about Vecino. But again, I think Vecino started because Arturo Vidal was initially going to start and got injured. And Hakan was a bit out of form. So I think Hakan got benched for that reason. But yeah, fantastic performance. Can't really complain. You know, just a job well done, you know. Fantastic job, you know. Of course, you can see a few pictures of the match. You know, of course, Vecino celebrating his goal. Finally, you know, a great job. Like, it is what it is, you know. Like, he makes errors here and there, but, you know, he made up for, you know, a goal is a goal for him. You know, he somehow manages to score a goal here and there, and kudos to him, you know. Of course, so that, but yeah, again, as I feel, Vecino can do a bit better defensively. And I just hope that Simone Inzaghi irons out these minor defensive errors as the season progresses, because we can't afford to make these errors versus teams who play a highly vertical game, you know, like Lazio, like Fiorentina at times as well, even AC Milan, you know. So we need to find the right balance, as Conte used to say. And I saw a slightly better defensive performance overall today, but the last goal, it just bugs me a bit. I know, probably I'm nitpicking. Do let me know, guys. I think, yeah. So, yeah, that's it for my post-match reaction. I hope you liked it. You know, leave your thoughts in the comments below. Let me know what you thought of the match. Or do you agree with my ratings? If not, or if yes, just leave it in the comments below. Leave your ratings down in the comments below. What do you think of, who do you think was your man of the match? And yeah, what would you rate the team performance as? So that's it from my end, guys, for the match reaction. Thanks for watching. As you always, we are the Solo Inter Podcast. We are available on, of course, YouTube, all audio platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts. I'll leave the links in the description below. And yeah, do check us out and leave a subscribe and hit the bell icon. It always helps us. And I hope we'll keep bringing more content. We'll try to, we'll definitely be getting guests on and everything. So thanks for joining, guys, and sempre forza Inter.